A powerful car bomb rocks a police headquarters in a Nile Delta city north of Cairo, leaving at least 14 people dead and over 100 injured. The blast reportedly occurred at around 1 a.m. local time at the Dakahliya security headquarters in the Nile Delta province of Mansour. It caused the collapse of parts of the five-floor building. Most of the casualties are police officers. The head of security for Dakahliya was also wounded in the bombing, and two of his aides were killed. The impact of the explosion was felt around 20 kilometers away and shattered windows of nearby buildings. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack as of yet. Still with Egypt, the country's prime minister has declared the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group. Premier Hazem Beblawi's spokesman says the Brotherhood showed its ugly face as a terrorist organization, shedding blood and messing with Egypt's security. However, the anti-coup alliance, which also includes the Muslim Brotherhood, condemned the deadly explosion as a criminal act. The latest developments come as political detainees, including Brotherhood members, have gone on a hunger strike to protest what they call their deteriorating humanitarian conditions. The Brotherhood says some 450 prisoners are now refusing to eat. Reports say the detainees in Thora prison are tortured and patients are denied proper medical care. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined by Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live on the line from the Egyptian capital. Mohammed, give us more on that that explosion that took place, and also tell us a bit more about this Muslim Brotherhood being declared a terrorist group. What does that mean going forward?
Right. Now, well, it means very little thus far, really, here in Egypt at the moment, practically speaking, because the standoff is really heightened between the two rival camps at the moment to extreme levels. Just a couple of or 3 weeks before the government's latest constitutional referendum, where the army-backed interim government in Belize is going to get legitimacy, lasting legitimacy, and crippled for good the demands of the Brotherhood and their allies for the return of army overthrown president, the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohammed Morsi, and the crackdown really against the Brotherhood and their allies, whether it is regarding street protests or whether it is regarding the confiscation of assets, the latest of which came on Monday, the freezing of assets of 70 NGOs that are linked to the Brotherhood and others that are linked to the Islamic stream at large, in a case that might be sensitive to millions of Egyptians, since these groups do offer the social solidarity to millions of Egyptians and developmental projects. So practically speaking, on the ground, it's going to change little, because this seems to be an all-out war by the rival camps at the moment, and the government, by referring Morsi to the criminal courts on new charges, like on espionage and the wedding of Roon, the prison escape, and the verdicts against the liberal extreme activists like those that targeted Ahmed Meher, Doma, and Mohammed Adel, and others. This seems to be an all-out war just to cement the footing here, and this is why you heard the anti-coup alliance, though it condemned described as the criminal act today, and also hinting that the government might be behind this to make way for more crackdowns against the Morsi supporters and the Brotherhood elements. But let me tell you something here. There seems to be a retraction on earlier statements by cabinet spokesman Sharif Shawi, because about an hour later, we heard Ambassador Hani Salah, who was another spokesman for the cabinet, saying that interim premier Hazem Beblawi's remarks regarding listing the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group came within the ranks that whoever was behind the Mansoura bombing today must be considered a terrorist group. We know, of course, that the event happened just over 3 or 4 hours ago, so no one can determine now. And then he said that there are attempts at the moment to discuss all legal means to try and list the Brotherhood as a terrorist group in a way that doesn't contradict with the sovereignty of the so-called state of law. So this seems to be some sort of retraction from the earlier statements by the other spokesman, Shelley, who had said that the Brotherhood are now considered a terrorist group. And finally, Waqar, we know that the death toll has risen to 14 and the injuries were 130. And we know that policemen and citizens were among those killed and injured in the worst such incident to hit a city in Egypt outside of Sinai since the overthrow of Morsi. We know that the rival camps in Egypt are blaming each other for the incident. The Abdul Alliance says these are Mubarak-style tactics to frame the opposition, while the government says that the Brotherhood are allegedly continuing with their terrorist practices. But the standoff continues to be at its extreme levels, and the polarization continues at its highest levels, and maybe an indication of this came a couple of days ago when a tycoon businessman, Naguib Sawiris, who is a government supporter and who is part of Egypt.
Okay, Mohammed, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate that. That was Mohammed Chalabi speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital, Cairo.